Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for Saturday, September 13th and the days ahead. Well, folks, today could be a very good day. That's because the day begins with the moon in Taurus and the sun in Leo. That's a special combination between the two energies that are the most important influences in the zodiac. The moon is exalted in Taurus, the fixed earth sign, and it's in Rohini, one of the most auspicious of the 27 lunar mansions. That portends a lunar vibration of emotional stability and is the foundation of strength for all the things that you might want to accomplish today or just feel good. Now, the sun is in powerful Leo. The sun loves to be in Leo, the fixed fire sign. It's especially able to express itself with confidence and purpose. That gives today an especially good vibration. Well, that's a welcome rest stop from what's been a rather rough September road, given the seasonal and celestial realignments that are going on in the zodiac. Now, to begin with, we are in the midst of eclipse season. Eclipses occur when the sun and the moon cross the karmic axis of the lunar nodes, Rahu and Ketu. And as you may recall from the past, they are moving through Aquarius and Leo. It's considered a potential realignment of energies because the lunar eclipse last Sunday on the 7th and the solar eclipse coming up on the 21st can stir things up. Now, the stirring up can occur in the physical and emotional body where a person feels uncomfortable or unsatisfied with the conditions of one's conditions. Now, if you're feeling that way, it's just nature's way of telling you something is off and needs a correction, an adjustment, a facing up to change something. You'll know what that something is because some area of your life will stick out like a sore toe and not feel good. Dissatisfaction can be a good thing as it moves you to an adjustment to return to satisfaction. Now, on occasion, eclipses take on an explosive expression of dissatisfaction, more like a broken leg than a sore toe. In those cases, it typically means something that was needing attention has been ignored way too long and is now screaming for a change to be made. But today is like a rest stop, a good day to take a deep breath and feel the abiding joy of existence. In a month of, well, let's face it, it hasn't been easy, has it? Now, looking ahead, Mars, currently in opposition to Saturn, is a sure combination of frustration and feeling stuck. Mars is moving out of that position and into Libra. Mars in Libra could be good for restraining some of Mars's natural tendency for aggression and assertiveness, as Libra is a peace-loving sign ruled by Venus. Or Mars may act like a spoiled brat. We'll see in the weeks ahead how the warrior planet chooses to behave. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, we are approaching the fall equinox, when light and dark are in perfect balance. And then we descend into the days of increasing darkness all the way to the winter solstice. That tends to move our psyches inwards, just as nature withdraws its energies inwards. You know, the leaves falling from the trees. Finally, Venus in Leo is approaching the South Node. That's very interesting. Often people say they experience unresolved experiences or relationships from the past. Sometimes they just need to grieve what needs to be grieved. Now, if that happens to you, it's a good opportunity to compost those experiences. Yes, compost. Let go and integrate them into a fertile future. Dare I say, we here in Maine appreciate the value of good compost. It's nature's way. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember, it's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. That's our disclaimer. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or the handy WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.